Hi there. The word for today is on being there. In 2 Corinthians 1 verse 4, reading from the Message, Paul writes, "He brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times so that we can be there for that person." One way to help a friend in crisis is to help them identify important resources, spiritual, personal, and interpersonal. Let's look at each. First, spiritual resources. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help." Isn't that wonderful? A very present help in trouble. God's word illuminates the darkness and confusion, and His Spirit is the source of all comfort. Philippians 4:7 says, "God can give you peace which transcends or surpasses human understanding." His presence addresses the loneliness you feel, and His power enables the hurting heart to overcome feelings of helplessness. Now, the truth is that people in crisis are often lost and disoriented, which causes them to forget what God has already given them, and you need to remind them of it. Second, personal resources. Remind them of their unique strengths and skills. Help them to recall past times and triumphs when they successfully navigated through tough times. Encourage a positive attitude that looks to the future rather than being paralyzed by present pain. And most importantly, strengthen their faith with prayer and with the truths of God's word. And last but not least, remind them, assure them, make it clear that you are there for them. Third, there are interpersonal resources. Family members, friends, business associates, and neighbors are all likely to be supportive. And community resources are also available for things like medical, financial, and material assistance. The local church is another network source. Look, people in crisis are often too embarrassed to ask for help. They feel like they should be able to handle all their own problems. So, help them to understand that you are actually blessed by giving, and that one day they, too, will have an opportunity to help someone else, as Paul writes, who is going through hard times. And that's the word for you today.